From the 832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas, you already know what it is. Consciousness Community Conversation. It is the remix. And as always, it's the DRE. And I'm joined by some fantastic, fabulous people. These some dope individuals. For the very first time, you got to welcome to the podcast. T2, say what's up to the people.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Lakeisha, say what's up to everybody.
Hey, y'all.
Look, she...
Hey, y'all.
And as always, WYNN, say what's up to our family and friends.
Yo.
Listen, we are in the building. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I know it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you without a dope beat.
No, sir.
Don't judge me. All right.
Judged.
Officially judged. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. We are talking about Deshaun Watson. We are talking about those jacked up ass voter laws in Georgia. And we're also talking about Asian hate crimes. If I were you, I would stick by whatever device you own, listeners to the podcast. We'll be right back after this. Yo, we are back. You are here. We are still here too. And as always, make sure that you follow the journey on Spotify. We are on Spotify. That's right. You can hear us, not in real time because all of this is recorded, but you can definitely follow the journey on Spotify. Make sure that you check us out on Instagram. It is The Remix Podcast on Instagram. That is The Remix Podcast on Instagram. It's the same thing on YouTube and it's the same thing on Twitter. Make sure that you follow us. It ain't nothing on our Instagram page. We ain't tweeting nothing either.
Coming soon, some offensive language and behavior.
I know. We whole adults out here. We got jobs and families and kids and stuff like that. So we ain't got time to be on social media. All right. So make sure that you follow us on all of those platforms. And yeah, thank you for taking the journey with us. Now, let's jump right into it. We're all in Houston, of course. And Deshaun Watson, the star quarterback for the Houston Texans, is having a real problem right now. He having a whole problem. Deep sigh.
Yeah, deep sigh.
He is having a whole problem. As of right now, I think when I talked to, when I
21.
Is it 21?
21.
Now, let me just say this, and this is gonna be a whole, this is gonna be a problem, I think, at the table. But I got an issue with this because I still haven't seen anything in the 21 young ladies that have come forward to accuse him. I still haven't really seen anything that is like incriminating. Am I missing it?
Yeah, a little bit. So I'm a big Houston Texans fan. I'm a real big Houston Texans fan. And so on a daily basis, I'm listening to sports radio. And so not only are the 21 women that are accusing him of inappropriate behavior, I think there are two or three that are accusing him of forced sexual acts. But there are 18 women that have come out to his defense saying that they've had encounters with him and he's been nothing but professional. So here's my major issue with it. Now, let me go on record because I know we have a lot of female listeners and I appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm. So let me say this. Let me start by saying this. I am all on board with the whole Believe Women movement.
Absolutely.
I'm with it. But this is where I got a problem.
Wait. It's called Believe Women?
I don't think it's called that. That's just what I'm calling.
Well, that's what I said. Me too. I don't want to say me too.
Me too. I don't know if it fits. But
well, not me too.
Not me too.
Me
right,
too.
Right. I'm down. If a woman says that they have been assaulted or something, I'm all for believing enough to investigate. I'm mm-hmm. with that.
Right.
But here is where I have a problem. I have a problem with the fact that you can find 21 women that will come out and say that I was sexually assaulted to a lawyer that will push a civil case, but you don't have one that will come out to the Houston Police Department and say, I want to file criminal charges.
I think that is my point of contention right there.
That is a bit suspicious, if I must say, because any woman who has been unjustly molested, sexually assaulted in any such way should and have enough gall to go to the police if they have enough gall to hire a lawyer.
Bingo.
Point blank period.
And so watch this. As of last night, I think about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, there was finally an investigation started by the Houston Police Department. Here's something else I find real tricky. So The lawyer for these women, a man by the name of Tony Busby, mm-hmm. Came out, I think it was Wednesday or so, and said that because Deshaun Watson's attorney has a son that works in the Houston Police Department, that they were going to take their charges to another investigative body.
Okay. Mm.
So as a result of that, Deshaun Watson's lawyer comes out and he says that's not what it is. You know, he's posturing. Basically, they don't have any credible evidence, which is why, as of I think this is like 4 weeks old now, that's why they have not gone to HPD as of yet. That was on Thursday.
Right.
Friday night, we get HPD charges. Oh, no, excuse me. They're not charges. HPD now says that they are investigating the charges. And so, to me, it all smells real stinky. And I have bias. Let me say this. I have bias because I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan. So, with that being said, let me say this. I don't believe that nothing happened. Let me say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No,
something happens. I just don't think that it's, I don't think it's being characterized the right way. I think that because a lot of the women are saying that they were flown into different places and things like that.
They got flewed out.
Now, I'm not a massage therapist. I'm not a massage therapist, but you know, I have been around some unsavory characters in my life. I ain't always been saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
I mean, we all have friends from low places.
We do. And so, you know, if you get,
I like them people.
If you getting, yeah, you got, hey, you got to have a, you know, somebody on your team. Yeah. But if you getting flown out from somewhere and you were seeked out on Instagram and you were flown to a certain place, I just don't believe that you were flown there and you were completely unaware of what was going to be requested of you once you arrived.
Neither
and again, I could
I.
be wrong. I am completely assuming. I'm simply saying it don't pass the smell test for me.
Well, there's a young lady that came out in Sports Illustrated that said that she was, that there was a, now, according to her, the massage went on for about like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that's a massage.
Sign me up.
I'm going to Massage Envy at about that 50-minute mark. They're like, all right, your time's getting ready to be up.
Right, that's it.
You getting ready to get off my table. Right. I got some other people to see.
Exactly.
Make sure you tip. But now here's the thing. Now she said the massage went on for 3 hours. The first hour it was cool, and she said that she gave, and initially she gave him a beach towel, but he was like, it's too itchy, and he laid on his back the whole time, front up. Now she said that it was unusual. And she said she felt a little uncomfortable, but she was okay with it. So she gave him the massage, and the majority of the massage was in his, like, his quads, mm-hmm. his growing, his abdomen, things that he's an athlete, right?
Right.
So
right.
she did it. Now she said that he was kind of like, for those of y'all who not from the South, I'm going to use a word that is probably, he was hunching
oh
the
my
air. Don't judge me.
Why?
He was a baby Jesus.
He was hunching the air. All right. And she said that she felt uncomfortable, but she kept on going. And he said, can we do another hour? So she continued to do another hour, and it went on, and she kept massaging. And then she said by like the third hour, she said that he was still, you know, like, you know, humping in the air. And she said that she noticed that he was erect, and there was like some fluid on his abdomen, and she told him, settle down, you don't have to do all of that. Now I'm just saying now I am a proponent of women's right, of women's right to be heard, to be believed, to be defended, everything, all of that. I have daughters, so I'm all for that. My thing is, if you feel uncomfortable, and I tell my daughters this, if you feel uncomfortable at any point, right in the, you should have said, hey, this massage is over, and I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna move on. And the problem I have with this is he hit her up again to do the massage, and she said, I just want to let you know, I only do massages. So she's willing to go back, and because that's the indicator. That's what's in the text. Like, I only do massages, just to let you know, FYI, I only do massages. You're willing to go back no matter how uncomfortable you were, no matter how much of an issue you had.
I mean,
you're willing to go back.
I guess I'm gonna play, for lack of a better way of saying it, the devil's advocate for a second. I mean, I mean, we always say, oh, this is what I should have, could have, would have done. Right. But true. We never really truly know until we're in that situation. So who's to say that she was just like, all right, let me just get through this real quick, you know, make this coin. We don't know her situation.
Right. True.
So then
true.
So facts. She goes back and she's like, all right, cool. All right. So he hits her up and she says, I only do massages. You know, so it's like, hey, man.
No happy endings.
Right. It ain't going down like that.
Yeah, not shit else is going to happen. Right. So it's like, you know, so I think we don't know. We don't know. I'm willing to bet that's what happened. She was like, let me get through this. He hit her up and she was like, all right, I'll go back, but let me tell him real quick what the business is so he don't try nothing else.
I'm definitely with you on that. The thing that gives me a little, even with that though, the thing that gives me a little bit of concern about that is this. If Deshaun Watson was actually seeking out women to give massages plus a happy ending and she didn't do it the first time, the chances are he probably wouldn't have called her back again for the second one.
Unless
he just wanted the massage that time.
And go ahead, man.
If she did a great job at the massage and she wasn't willing to do the happy ending, he maybe tested the waters the first time, thought, you know, let me see what we right. do here. But at that point, when she knows her worth, she knows what she's, you know, valued at, this is Deshaun Watson we're talking about, right? So, hey, I'm with you.
Right.
Let's take this coin, but let me make it known
right.
that
be
there
clear.
Will be no happy endings. This is a massage only.
I feel you. I feel you on the whole thing about, you know, like, I only do massages. I'm not here to gratify you, satisfy you sexually. I'm only going to massage you. I'm with you, which means that maybe she heard from some other fellow masseuses that. Is it masseuses or masseuse?
I think the plural is masseuse.
You know, because the plural of moose is like.
Moose
and not right. mooses. Moose. You know, I'm just trying to make
or meese.
Or meese. How many meeses are there?
Apparently, this is something that I found out throughout this whole saga, is that actual licensed massage therapists do not, they abhor being called a masseuse. They don't like that because there's a different connotation that comes with the word masseuse.
Really?
That makes sense.
What's the connotation that comes with?
So the connotation that comes with with masseuse is that you are someone that does give
really?
A happy ending. Apparently, that's what I heard.
You learn something new every day.
Every day. But massage therapists are credentialed, they're licensed, and all that.
They really study the body to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Technically, that's what they say.
I could be a masseuse.
Okay.
You could be a masseuse, yes. There are many male masseuses.
Okay. So it's kind of like all massage therapists are masseuses, but not all masseuses are massage therapists?
I guess that could be considered that way, yes.
Well, Houston
or
has...
Or vice versa. All masseuses are... massage therapy.
No.
But all masseuses are not massage therapists.
Because apparently, even with some of these women that have accused them, not all of them have their massage therapist license.
They were just massaging.
They was just massaging.
So now I got questions. So okay. All those little spots around Houston.
Let's not do that.
Moving right along. So we're wishing the best for Deshaun Watson.
Can I say, just before we move on from that, let me just say this. And again, this is because I'm a big, really, really, really big Houston Texans fan. I will say this. It has been said by a lot of people that this is payback from him wanting to leave Houston and that type of thing.
I don't. It's kind of suspicious.
It is very suspicious.
It is. Okay.
It is very, now I don't necessarily think that the Houston Texans are behind this.
However,
I do think, however, that they are glad that he is now getting the negative press because they were getting a whole lot of it.
Absolutely.
But let me say, this is something that I heard said, and I have to repeat it because it made so much sense when it was said to me. Whether Deshaun Watson is guilty of this or not, this is what I was told by someone who, when they said it, it made me think. As a black man in America that's getting paid $100 million guaranteed,
talk.
You cannot look at a white man and tell him what you're not going to do.
Absolutely.
That's just a point to ponder.
Yeah.
As we, you know.
That's, listen, they, he told them, I'm not playing. You trade me. If you keep me here, I'm not playing. I'll forfeit money. I don't have, look, I, but I'm not playing for you. And in the process of all this coming out, they looking at him, and I'm just saying, I noticed some of them white folks looking at him like, what you say, nigga?
Right.
You not gonna play? That's what it
looked like. Okay, but look how they treated LeBron when he left the first time from what you call.
True.
Well, now, you know, that's my
hometown. True.
But still.
Yeah. Yes. Wait, you from Cleveland? Let me tell you something. Cleveland.
Yeah.
We, East 99.
We, yeah.
So boom, boom. Now.
Yeah. But 1999.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now you speaking my language. Now we hope Deshaun Watson. I'm rooting for him. I'm not a Houston Texans fan. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. But we are rooting
for the truth.
For the truth.
We're rooting for the truth.
We're rooting, and that's very important. I'm rooting for the truth. I do like him. I root for him on the field. If he did do something that was criminal,
to be punished,
then there needs to be consequences. But we are rooting for the truth.
Absolutely.
And if this comes to be something that is absolutely false or whatever the case
all is, all 21 need to go to jail.
They all need to go to jail. And we need to come back and visit that at some point, because
Can we? Yeah. I have words for that.
We need to come back. We need to come back and visit that at some point, because that right there is much. All right. So moving quite right along. Listen, so there's been some Asian hate crimes, and this has been going around. It's been all over the place.
Yeah.
We haven't seen anything locally in Houston that I know of, but in particular, there is one case that, or one thing that just been, that's been going around social media. There was a 65-year-old Asian woman in New York City who was actually on her way to church, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And Brandon Elliott was on his way, saw her walking down the street, and she's on her way to church, and assaults her, like just gave her a WWE kick, right? Bro, like I'm
right
talking
to,
about
right to the abdomen,
to the bread basket.
Boom.
Like it was crazy. He kicked her in the stomach, she fell, and then he commenced to stomping on her head.
Oh my God.
In New York City. Now they've since arrested him, but this is what's crazy about it is he was in jail, I think, for 17 years. He murdered his parents, or his mother. I think he murdered his mother. He stabbed her to death.
Oh, wow.
And so he was out on parole. And apparently, according to CNN, Elliot approached the woman and yelled, "Fuck you. You don't belong here. You Asian," before knocking her to the ground and striking her several times, according to the criminal complaint. That is, quote unquote, the CNN report. Now, there's been a lot of this going on, and it's been something that's been repeatedly going on ever since COVID, and you know, the story of it coming out of Wuhan. And so there's been a lot of Asian hate.
It's
now,
real deja vu if you think about it, because 9/11, you know,
yes,
Muslims and stuff. Absolutely. After that,
yes,
attacks on them became prevalent.
It was crazy. And this country that is known to be land of free, whatever,
and the home of the
brave. And home of the brave, is religiously attacks people that it says doesn't look like them. It attacked Muslims after 9/11. It's now attacking Asians. It's always been attacking Black people. Matter of fact, it attacked us in a whole different continent and brought us over here. We didn't want to be here in the first place. But it's always been attacks. And I have said this, and I was going to post it, but you know, just saying, I just didn't. And that is, at some point when we see violence against another human being, I think something should arise in you that should make you just be like, you know what? I got to step in and do something. I got to intervene. I got to jump in. Right. And so if you watch the video shows the two security officers.
Yes.
That are inside. And when he is stomping on this little old lady, they close the door.
Yeah, let's talk about who raised you niggas.
That's the first
question. Where did you niggas come from?
First question.
I was
getting paid for.
Yeah, I'm like, you security.
Now they are security for a building that's a private building. But my thing is, how you watch a little old lady of any race?
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Get beat down, and you watch her get beat down. Hold it down. And you commence to closing the door so that you don't get involved.
Oh,
I was outraged at it. And then I heard they got suspended from their jobs.
They should be fired. Which
they should be. They should be. You know what? What should happen to them? What's old boy name that kicked them in the stomach?
Elliot.
They need to lock him in a room together and let him go off on them too.
Yeah, like since he thought he was at WrestleMania or something. Right. Like he literally, and it was crazy that what's interesting about it is when I heard that it happened, I hadn't seen the video yet. But when I heard that it happened, I said, I'm just being honest, I was like, oh yeah, he white.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the first thing I said.
Me too.
Oh yeah, he white. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, this.
I'm not gonna lie, when black folks do something and my white friends see that it was a black person, they were like, I honestly didn't think that I was gonna be a black person, y'all.
But I'm glad they feel that way. Like, that's we didn't think like it was gonna be one of y'all. That's white people shit. Right. But it, I was surprised.
White.
Yeah, it just sounds heavy on the male. Yeah. Like it's heavy. Heavy on the helmets, as Charlamagne the God would say. And then when I saw he was black, I was like, dude, come on. Like, you know.
That, but clearly he has some mental issues.
He does. Obviously. He has mental
issues. And he was having a bad day. Clearly.
He has mental issues.
Literally, like
I mean, a dude shoots. He shoots what, six, seven Asians, and then they say he's having a bad day.
Oh,
clearly this guy was having a bad day.
Yeah, let that be the story that he was clearly having a bad day,
and he had mental issues. He had both of them, and he did.
Yeah, he killed his mom.
Right. It's like, yeah. First of all, if a man killed his mom, yeah. Why was he in a? People who have that type of issue should have been in a mental institute anyway.
I agree.
He didn't help nothing.
Recently released or something.
Yeah. He was still on parole, so yeah, it must have been within probably 5 to 7 year period.
Yeah, I agree. He was just recently got out, and you know, according to what happened in Georgia, same kind of situation, Asian hate crime. This white gentleman, and I need to find his name, but he,
let's not make him famous.
Okay.
No, why not? Let's do that.
Well, let's
they just do it with our names. Let's do it with theirs.
Well,
this is the interesting thing about this particular dude, though. He's saying that it was due to a sexual, not perversion, but basically he has this lust of Asian women.
The black dude or the white dude?
The white dude. They went and killed these people. And so he was doing it in an effort to rid himself of the lust
that he has
for Asian women. And so this is the scary part. This dude is a quote unquote Christian.
Yeah. Yep.
Why am I not shocked?
Yeah.
And let me say this. I am a believer in Christ. I am an avid believer in Christ.
Absolutely.
And so I don't know what kind of God these people love.
Right.
Like that's kind of not my kind of God.
Right.
And now here, and let's take it a little bit deeper even. Because you had, once this happened in Georgia, you had a whole lot of black people saying, you know, we need to stop Asian hate and they kind of jumped on the bandwagon, so to speak. But then there was this other sector of black people that was like, you know, hey, Asian people have not really been advocates for black people. They mostly and largely remain silent throughout the whole Black Lives Matter movement,
right.
Which to a certain extent is accurate. However, this has been my point of contention for that. And we'll use the black dude in New York. If he walks up and kicks an Asian woman in her stomach, commences to beat her down, and it's okay, what happens when a white dude kicks my grandma in the stomach and beats her down on the street?
Yeah.
And I have to go to jail.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so people are saying it's a false equivalence. It's not. It's not a false. And I get it. Black people, the reason why we are so adamant about our rights is because, unlike Asians, unlike some Hispanics, unlike other races, we are as Native American as white people are.
Yeah.
Because let's be clear, we got here at the same time.
Yeah.
So we are different. We're different. And I get that. However, an injustice that's allowed for one is an injustice that'll be allowed for all.
I agree. Right.
And so that's why I believe that it's important for us to not just scream stop Asian hate, but let's stop white supremacy.
That's really the key.
Because I could be wrong, but I believe this little crazy black dude that kicked it. I bet he was a Trump supporter.
I wouldn't be surprised if it came out that he was.
Where else would that rhetoric come from?
That's where it started.
Well, if he would have visited one of these salons, these massage salons down here.
Massage. These massages.
I'm sorry.
But that's where it started with Trump and the way that he would consistently call out these names, tag these names for the COVID or
he called it the China virus.
Coronavirus. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Kung flu.
Kung flu. There you go. That I couldn't think of.
Oh, they called it Kung flu.
Yeah, it is.
No,
I know that's bad.
I shouldn't be laughing. But
it is bad, but it's like that's pretty good.
Yeah,
it was terrible. Yeah. And to me, it sparked a lot of the hate crimes that we see and that we're witnessing today.
I completely agree, and I think that white supremacy that we have to combat, we have to fight. That rhetoric and that mentality, because that spills over. It's not just them. It spills over and invades the thinking of black people, brown people. You had Trump won Florida for the most part, the Latino vote, Latinx vote. That's how he won. You know, I mean, that's how he won the state.
In all fairness, we know everything crazy in America comes out of Florida.
Yeah, look, the Bronx and all of Florida. That's what Charlemagne. Shout out to Charlemagne the God. Shout out to Charlemagne the God. I'm just saying, there's two references for you, Charlemagne. I'm just trying to tell you. but we do have to combat that. We do have to fight that, and it's very important that we do that. But I just got to say, those two security guards, I think they need to be fired, not just suspended. I can't. I'm telling you, I'm a proud packer of pistols.
Amen.
I'm just trying to tell you, I'm a proud packer of pistols, and I just want to let it be known that if I see any kind of violence or any kind of attack against one of my brothers and sisters,
let it rain.
Oh, yeah,
but definitely any attack like that, any hate crime like that, you better believe I'm cocking.
Let it rain.
I learned in the class that when I pull, I'm not pulling to show you.
Bingo.
I'm pulling because it's necessary that I may have to fire this piece. That's why I pull it. Definitely if I cock it and put one in the chamber.
Pew, pew, pew,
pew. I'm just saying. So, but at some point, we got to intervene. We got to jump in. And I think if we start doing that, I think we'll start to see change.
It goes back to basic human decency. If you wouldn't want your mama or your grandmama assaulted on the street, why would you let somebody else's? And let's be honest. I don't care if it was a little old white lady.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
Human
decency says.
No, I don't care if it was an old white dude.
Facts.
Just step in.
It could even be Trump. Now I'm gonna let him get a few licks in, but I'm gonna eventually break it up.
All right,
you know?
Y'all cut it out.
I'm gonna move a little slow, but I'm gonna even stop that, because at the end of the day, human decency has to have its. It has to have its name. Shut up, Dre. I see it. Don't. We are advocates for human decency.
Well, if it's Trump, I just want to see what he can do with his hands.
Put some bark to that bite.
I just want to see what he's gonna be able to do with his hands. Like, can he hold his own? Like, can he go 3 minutes? Like,
his hands are little.
Wow!
Cut it out.
You know
what the outcome's going to be.
He does have little hands.
Don't get him into some trouble. Wow.
I'm telling you, if he look like he ain't gonna make it, then
I don't think that'll be a fair fight.
I might call the police. I might do that. Anyway, all right.
If it takes the police as long to show up as it took the EMT to show up for brother George Floyd, Trump ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, he ain't gonna make it. He ain't gonna make it. But see, and that's the thing. And just on a close, and this actually wasn't on the menu for us to dish out. But just since we're talking about Derek Chauvin trial is going. Have y'all watched any of the trial? Have y'all been watching it?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Like, you know. We live in a country where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely.
Right? So the justice system, even though it doesn't really work, it works, but it doesn't work for us.
Correct.
It's interesting because you're finding that George Floyd is on trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's from the grave. Like, he's on trial. No. He died at the hands of police brutality, but he's on trial.
Right.
And it's amazing to me that you have 8 minutes and 46 seconds of video where his neck is, but it was 9 minutes and 29, almost 10 minutes of this man, Derek Chauvin, kneeling on George Floyd's neck. Like almost 10 minutes. And you've had several people come out, the EMT.
Yeah.
You have the
she was irritated.
Yeah. The sergeant that came on was like, no, after he's handcuffed and he's not a threat, he should have been that should have been it. He was subdued. So you mean to tell me that it's not obvious?
Yeah.
It's not obvious that this was not premeditated, but it was definitely obvious that it was intentional.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
With lack of care. Because even when they put him on that gurney, he was still handcuffed. The man dead and he's still handcuffed?
Yeah. And EMTs are, I think they're the ones that had to unhandcuff him.
Yes.
That's just ridiculous to me. It's ridiculous to me. And the defense attorney is getting on my nerves.
Well, let's be clear.
Just FYI.
Let's be clear about one thing too, about this whole Derek Chauvin trial. I predict that there will be a guilty verdict. However, I don't predict that the guilty verdict will be of intentional murder. I think they're going to give him guilty to a lesser charge.
Like manslaughter?
Either manslaughter or unintentional death. That's what I'm thinking. And the only reason I think that is because even though you've got 9 minutes of visual evidence, you have repeated witness statement and testimony. You see the life leave this man's body on
Absolutely.
The video.
Absolutely.
You see the calm demeanor of the officer while he's doing it and after he completes it. I still believe that because George Floyd was a black man in America, that he's not going to get complete justice. This is what I am afraid of, though. If by chance they pull a Rodney King,
yep,
what they saw this summer is nothing.
It's nothing.
They will not burn a police station down. I believe they will burn this whole country down.
Yes.
Because it is so egregious. Rodney King was egregious enough.
Yeah, that was bad.
But we were talking about how many, what, that was 30 years ago?
Rodney King was 92.
So like, I think it was 92. So like almost 30 years. Yeah. But now we got all of this visual evidence and all of this witness testimony. I'm like,
it's just been piling on and piling on. His was just the longest that we got.
Absolutely.
His was just the longest. All the previous folks, we had their evidence too.
Yep.
And what happened? Nothing.
And that's, I'm afraid of that, but I really think that we'll get a guilty verdict. I just don't think it's going to be the guilty verdict that's needed, because this man needs to spend the rest of his life in jail. Not only him, but some of the other officers that were involved as well.
Absolutely.
Here is the kicker to it. Did y'all see in the trial where they're saying, where several of the officers that are there are telling Derek Chauvin, hey, I don't think he's okay, man. You need to flip him over. Like several of them, they're looking at him, telling him, hey, man, I don't think he's good. I don't think he's breathing. You need to flip him over. And it's caught on their body cam. And you audibly hear them saying, hey, you need to flip him over. Or, hey, I don't think he's doing good. And Derek Chauvin just continues to hold his knee on this man's neck for 9 minutes. Let's be clear. I tried it just to see. I can't stay on my knees on carpet for longer than 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Without it seriously irritating it.
Yes.
And I'm much younger and I think in much better shape than this man.
Yes.
And for 9 minutes, you very calmly sat with your knee on this man's neck until the life left his body.
And I think what's very disturbing to me is that with all of the witness testimony and with all of everything that the video shows and with everything the EMTs have said, the other police officers have said, their body cams have shown, I mean, and that's going to be presented. I know you said you think there's going to be a guilty verdict, but I'm not so sure. I am not so sure that they're going to find him, even with all of the Black Lives Matter support, even with all of the willingness to hear black voices and black concerns and maybe to address some of it. I am not so sure they're going to find him guilty for what their charge are. If it's any lesser charge, I think there's going to be some disturbance, but there is a possibility. Think about this. Rodney King was beat on video.
He was.
By several police officers with nightsticks. It was clear as day.
Absolutely.
And they were found
not guilty.
Right.
But see, this is what happens. Remember, we're moving from Jim Crow to James Crow Esquire. So this is what they do now. Mm-hmm. They find them guilty on lesser charges.
Well,
and so and as black people, a carrot. Right, as black people, we're not supposed to know the difference. All we're supposed to know is, like, oh no, they found him guilty. Right, right. That's, I think that's going to be the caveat.
It's almost like they're playing with your intelligence. It's like, we know what they should get.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Enough of it's like, we all have access to the internet now. Like, you can be your own lawyer if you really wanted to. They just make you go to school. But when you go,
shout out to Google,
YouTube University.
Exactly. Shoot, man. But yeah, so it's like, when you see these lesser charges, it's insulting.
It is.
Yeah,
it's insulting because we know. We know what, especially those who dig deep and research and cross-reference and doing this and that and the third and really be digging deep. It's no excuse.
You're right.
It's no excuse.
It's not like they playing with our intelligence. They absolutely are. Yeah.
It's dangling the carrot.
You dumb niggas, you don't recognize what we're doing. Right. But I think we're on to the game. And I think at this point, what my concern is I'm hoping they don't do that, because there's not going to be enough of, I don't know if there's going to be enough of an uproar if they do find him on lesser charges. But I do believe if they don't find him guilty at all, I'm going to say this, and it's going to be very radical. I just got to say it. I'm not going to be mad at all. If they burn it down, burn it. It's not going to bother me, because this system, at some point, not only does it need to, this system doesn't need to be pulled down in itself, white supremacy and the ideology and the idealism of it, but
maybe we all should just stop saying white supremacy. Stop giving them that credit. How are you supreme? You're not supreme to me.
Well, I agree. What do we call it, though? What do you call
it? Good question.
I mean, what would you call it?
Other than systemic racism. You know,
that's another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like, I do agree with that. We call it white supremacy, and it's like, oh, you know, I'm not a white supremacist. But then in the back of their minds, they're like, but I am.
White supremacy is a mindset.
Yes, it is.
White people, though, it's not an actual construct. So I get what you're saying. But yeah, I think when we use the term white supremacy, I think we're talking about their particular mindset. That's because they think that, a lot of them think that they are, you know, supreme to us.
Right.
But this is the reality. They know they're really not, which is why they try so hard to enforce the systemic racism. But this is the cold part about it. Even those of them that are allies still don't recognize that the privilege that they enjoy is a byproduct of the white supremacist mindset.
Agreed. You know? Agreed.
I done met a few now that know they're privileged now, though.
They be like, but this is the thing, though. And I've struggled with them. They know that they're privileged, and they want to be an ally, and I get it, but I'm still not quite sure how to handle you, because if it comes down to me or you, you're going to take you over me any and every day.
Every time.
So I'm still not quite sure how to, and I embrace it, I appreciate it, but I'm still not quite sure how to handle, you know, how to handle that.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well, the reason I say I guess, because the person I know who's that way, I've known her since I was 4, so... Yep. It's a little bit different.
There are allies. I mean, there are allies, and I went to school with a lot of white people, and there are some that I really do like. I'm fond of, and they're good people in the whole nine. But then because that can't stop the previous statement. However, there are some that I've run across that I think, even with this thing with Trump and MAGA and all of the stuff that's been going on, rear their heads, and it's like, I never thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I never, but now I
never
know.
Put it on
right them. Now I know. And it's like that movement gave people the courage to voice what they really felt the whole time. It's something about it that gave them the courage to voice what they suppressed and held back for so many years. And I'm just like, again, I just want to let it, you know, I'm hoping that they find him guilty of every charge. I'm hoping that they don't have to tear Minneapolis up, Minnesota, because they will tear up every other city.
Yes, they will.
If this happens, because there were riots in
a bunch of cities.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Houston. Yeah, Houston has.
LA.
It was bad, and it's going to get bad. Yes, and listen, Art Acevedo ain't going to be here to stop it. He's the Houston police chief. He is going to Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
Miami.
Yeah, so he's not going to be here to, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's not going to be here, so I don't know what to say. But listen, we got to get up out of here, because we stayed a little bit longer than we were supposed to. However, make sure that you subscribe or at least follow us on Spotify. Make sure that you do that. Make sure that you follow us on IG. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We'll be with you soon. But
for every 5 people that follow us, I'm gonna tweet some foolishness. Just come on and jump on for,
you heard it from Wynn. For every 5 people that follow us, it's gonna be some foolishness on the Twitter and Instagram page. I'm just gonna let look. But for every, we gotta go. For everybody, for T2, for Lakeisha, and for WYNN, we'll holler at y'all, and peace.